Cian Cavan has left the club. Diallo, I'm hopeful, without taking anything for granted, I'm hopeful that we can keep him. We've made him a good offer to stay. Kieran Harkin and Kieran Call have signed 1-year extensions. And we're obviously, we've made no secret that we're in the market for a certain type of player. But I'm hopeful. I don't think we need wholesale changes. As I said, we've been very good defensively. We've controlled matches. We've created opportunities. So a lot of the facets of our game is really strong. I think we just need to bring in a couple to take us to the next step. Yeah, Kane, to be fair to Kane, he had some big moments that I'm sure he'll look back on fondly. He got a big winner for us last year down in Inchicore. He's had a few big European goals this year and stuff as well. So I think he'll leave here a better player. But listen, you can't have too. It's good having a good healthy size squad, but you can't have too many either, because it can cause disharmony. Not that that's the case, but we just, you can't have 4 or 5 strikers. It's impossible. So there's been decent interest in Kane, and he's going to move on elsewhere. Quality is what we need. We need to make sure that we're starting the season with a slightly stronger squad than what we started this season with, and I'm confident we can do that. But as I said, we need certain type of player, and we've got a lot of really, really good players here. We've seen, I feel, from the summer onwards, we've played some exceptional football, particularly Europe. And when you look at Europe, the majority of the time we had our best players available and on the pitch, which is no real coincidence. So we need to keep our best players fit, and we need to add one or two to supplement that. And again, it's getting the right profile, someone that knows how to win, and someone that knows how to put the ball in the back of the net, and as I said, take the team to the next level. We've other targets that we are actively pursuing, so we're on it, and we're trying to make sure that we go into next season with a team that's capable of winning the league. And I think next season it's going to be an extremely competitive league, because there's going to be so many teams in the league now with a really strong budget. Galway coming up will add to that. So and you hear the players that they're linked with and who they're interested in as well. So you're going to have to be right at it next year. And if you want to do anything. Kieran Harkin has missed the guts of 18 to 20 months. And I think we owe it to him to give him the opportunity to get his career going at this club. And he honestly, if anybody epitomises a Derry City supporter, it's him. He's a fan first before he's a player. Every away game, on the bus with the players, every home game, first in the dressing room, every training session, first and in the morning with a smile on his face. And he is so vital for this group. I'm telling you, he has so much influence on the group. The players love him, the staff love him. And I just hope that we can see him get himself going again and get the jersey back on and represent this club. But listen, we'll see how pre-season goes, and we'll not make any real decisions as to the impact that he's going to have for us in the early stages of the season, but we'll see how pre-season goes without putting pressure on him. But I thought it was really important from a moral standpoint that we give him the opportunity to kickstart his Derry City career. Kieran has made over 30-35 appearances this season, right back, left back, left centre back, right centre back. And again, this is the thing people see from 7:45 on a Friday night or a Monday night, the 20-10 on the same night, and they don't see Kieran's been a brilliant player. But again, he's another one who is a central figure in the dressing room. The players absolutely love him. He's a character. He's funny. He's very what's the word? I need to get this word right. He's a bit of a messer, and he makes people laugh, and it's really important that when the lads come in the morning and in the dressing room environment that you have characters in it. He's a brilliant player, by the way, I'm not disputing that, but he's also an equally brilliant character, and the lads love him. And so you need that. You need players that put a smile on people's faces, and them two certainly do that, and we're delighted to be that they're extending their stay here.